Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 20. And welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with Justin Smith and Colm Sheridan. I am the Justin of the Justin Smith aforementioned, and the Colm of the Colm Sheridan mentioned is, of course, Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Wow. Good evening, Justin. How is it going?
I think I chalked that up on the L board for show intros again.
Leave it alone.
I've had some W's recently, but no, that I don't know. You could, at least listeners can tell that this is not scripted.
Yeah, of course it's not. I certainly hope not with something coming up like that. I mean, that was really off the cuff there, Justin. You know what I mean? Colm of the Colm Sheridans and Justin of the Justin Smiths. I mean, what sort of clan warfare are we talking about here? Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, I won't, you know. You're the brains of this operation, so I'm the wits. So, you know, between us, we are brainy and witty at the same time.
Well, please tell me what's got you in such a grumpus today, Mr. Witty.
Oh, I'm just fed up. You know, I go into college at 9:30 because I'm a rebel. I walk in, which is good. I got my steps up. That's great. Wonderful. And then I just proceed to sit down and try and revise some maths. And then realise the lecture's not coming in, so why should I fucking bother? And I'll just watch some YouTube videos on stuff that I don't want to buy but will make myself buy and then feel guilty about it and then sell them 6 months later, like I always do. So yeah, that's me, Justin. And then when I came home, my evening chewed up a little. Not because I'm recording with Justin, although that does help. And it's just my granddaughter was over for a few hours, so I got to give her kisses and cuddles and walk her up and down the kitchen because she likes to have a look around. So, yeah, there you go. And then it's our christening on Saturday. So we're not churchgoers or anything like that. So, you know, she's getting christened.
Well, no, because you'd be living in sin, wouldn't you?
I am living in sin. I have been for the last 29.5 years. No, 28.5 years. Yeah, so, yes, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Then we went last week, last Friday, we went to the Botanic Gardens as a little outing for the school. We had to take some nice photographs. And then I went to visit my dad's grave because he's only planted behind the Botanic Gardens there in the grave. So I just stood over the grave and went, well, Dad, this is what it's all about. Me standing here and you buried 6 feet under.
I appreciate the sentiment there. I'd just like to clarify, as you've been getting some stick over the last 24 hours on Irish word translation versus English.
Yeah.
And I don't think you planted your dad so much as buried.
Yeah, probably buried, yeah. But he's planted now anyway. There's flowers planted over his grave, so there you go. So that was nice. And then I proceeded to newly walk home, but then my legs were giving in, so I got the bus from town. So I got a good 2-hour walk in there that day, which is a normal day's walk for our friend Yellowbug, but not for me.
Do you get a bus pass when you reach a certain age over there, like they give out here?
Well, I have my student leap card.
I just mean when people come up to, you know, 60-odd, they get a...
67, you have to wait till you're 67, Justin.
That's 67's retirement, but I think it's about 60. You get a bus.
No, not 60, no, definitely not 60 in this country. It's not, Jesus, if I had, I'd have one by now. So, it's 65, I think. But I have a student card, so that's good. That's like 60 cent a trip. Like, it's great. And it's like a euro on the dart. So, yeah. Practically free.
Very handy.
Yeah, very handy indeed. And you can top it up on your phone and all that rigmarole. So that's handy enough.
You're not getting the bike back out?
No, I saw that. It's just too dangerous now. Even Sandra's dad doesn't go out on the bike anymore. It's just chaotic out there. Since the pandemic, drivers are becoming sporadically worse than they were before the pandemic. And yeah, a few near misses over in my lifetime of cycling. So, well, lifetime of cycling. I cycle a couple of years here and there. And so, yeah, I know. I was thinking of getting one of them scooters, but people find it very annoying, so I think I'll just stick with the walking for the moment. I do walk by a skateboard shop every day going, shall I go in and buy the axles for my wheels?
I have to admit that when you just came out with that, my immediate thought is picking you up off the floor after you fell over and just thinking that if you're talking about getting a motorised scooter, then... You know, your balance isn't the best when you're not moving, let alone trucking along on his balance board.
You know, Justin picked me up. Let's get back to that Justin picking me up phrase. Now, I was well oiled that day, and Justin very kindly picks me up off the pavement. Yes, he did. Yes, I'll give him that.
He bandaged your head.
He did bandage my head, yes, and that was very kind of him. But, you know, I won't be doing that when I come over to you next month. I'll be on my best behaviour. And yeah, the sad news is GameStop is now closing in Ireland as well. I'm not sure if it's closing where you were.
But we don't have a GameStop in Ipswich.
Okay, well, Argus is closing here and GameStop is closing here. So the only two left are Smith's and the Smelly Shop. That's it.
Tesco?
Tesco's only the bigger stores would sell. PlayStations.
Well, you'll be back to getting the Justin imports then.
No. I'm a changed man, Justin. And 10 years, how many times have I said that? Probably about 10 times. But anyway.
Well, let's review this question when we record live and you've had a go on the VR. And you do what you did a few years ago. Go, well, geez, if Justin's got one... I mean, it can't be that bad. Now that they're starting to sell it in shops again.
No, I can't see myself going back to the VR days. I have walked by CEX now. It's miraculously the PSVR1 has reduced miraculously to €55.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
That is quite a bit. And beside that one is the new one for €555. I think they're only 550 new anyway, so I don't know. Anyway, there you go. Obviously, they were taking advantage of the fact that they weren't being, you know, in shops at that particular time and, you know, scalping as usual. But anyway, even their prices of PS5 hasn't really gone down that much. It's £500.
No, but at least you can get those in shops now if that is your want.
Yeah, well, I don't want a need or have any incentive to buy another PS5 as I have one downstairs.
Yes. I
even I'm not that cuckoo. Not yet, yeah. Anyway.
At least I have an excuse.
You have an excuse.
Well, for, you know, because I have one and so does Ruth.
Yeah, but that's because when you met Ruth a couple of years back, she was quite happy with her PS2. Yeah. And I had nothing but respect for that lady because she was enjoying her PS2. And all of a sudden...
I corrupted her by lending her the Vita.
And then she was farming your PS Vitas for you. Farming your PlayStation points. Now, I cannot say anything because I've done the same to Carlos. And you know where Carlos is playing now on my PS4 Pro? Bloodborne.
Oh.
He said to me, did you play that? And I said, yes, I played that with my friend Justin.
Till you killed the first boss.
Yeah, and then I stopped. But he's not online, like, so I said, oh, you'd have to play it co-op, you'd have to be online. So,
well, anyway. Ruth has started streaming some games to the PS4 or 5 with the PlayStation Plus options. And she's been like playing some of the PS3 games, One of them she's playing, and it's going ding, ding, you know, trophy, trophy, trophy. And I was like, I remember that game. I played that years ago. She went, yeah, well, of course, I got to play on your account because I can't stream games on my account. I was like, oh. So I quickly checked the app, and no, I'm not getting awarded any of these trophies. And I'm like, I think that's because I finished the game back on the PS3. It's just not giving me the trophies the second time round. And a day or two goes by, and then she sort of whispers, I don't feel like downloading the game to the PS3 so I can actually play it on my own profile, do you? So she came around the other day, and after spending an hour searching through the thousands of games that are in the downloading catalogue, she eventually found it. Yeah, she's ticking away the trophies there.
What game is that, Justin?
This specific one was called Critter Crunch.
Oh, right. That was a PS Plus game, I think, at one stage, wasn't it?
It was at one stage, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Hmm. Anyway, nice. speaking of Ruth, she has has been round here helping me over the weekend. On Sunday, we were up in the attic, being responsible people, and putting down some loft boards in the attic. So I had someone round to quote to do it professionally.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, they might quote about £1,000. No, they quoted like £970 just to do half of the attic, which we thought, you know, jog on, mate. And so we went down to Wickes and bought a load of little feet to lift up to go over the top of the insulation. And then,
all right.
And then a bunch of loft boards. And we had one day where we went up there and between us, we sort of, you know, peeled back the insulation, put a few of these feet down, and then precariously balanced some of these boards. But then, because Ruth had the drill and she was sort of, you know, drilling these things into the beams.
Yeah.
I didn't have much to do, so I started. We describe it as like preloading the screws. So I started, just setting the screws into the loft feet themselves so that I could effectively then just pass it over and she just, you know, screwed it straight into the beam without having to like do as much. So after we did the first few, we sort of stopped. We, over the course of the following week, when we've been round at this house and short of a few things, we just, one or the other of us has just been, absentmindedly screwing, preloading all the screws and all the other feet that we've got. Because we got five boxes of 12, so for like 60 feet. And the idea being that we're going to place them every sort of 30 centimetres along the loft panels. And then the boards are going to go over the top once you put the insulation back down. And so this weekend, we'd had enough feet down that we said, right, let's actually start screwing the loft boards down. And by the end of the day yesterday, we had six boards screwed down. So basically from where my loft access is at one end of the attic, right the way to the other wall, and sort of three panels down. So we've done a fair portion of the attic. And now it's just going to mean that the rest of the project, when we have a spare day or two, should be much more faster progress because we just lift the panel, screw on the feet, attach the next board in the row, and off we go. And that's quite important that we get that done before you arrive because it means that some of the, you know, crap that I've got waiting around, all these empty boxes, we can start putting some of those up there. But Ruth's daughter this weekend did actually tell her dad that in 6 months she's expecting to live here. So, you know, we're
you've got a schedule to go with now.
We're trying to make progress. Yeah, that's the thing.
Classic.
And it's very important that we get this done because it's one of the things that, like, we will need to put stuff up into the attic.
Of course.
And
Christmas decorations being one of them.
Well, funnily enough, Christmas decorations was one of the few things that was up there left over from the previous occupants.
Right.
So as we're putting these loft supports up, Well, Ruth kind of went, oh, I don't want to touch any of that stuff, so you'll have to, like, chuck it down the stairs. So we found two bags of Christmas decorations. There was two bags of the most horrible wallpaper I've ever seen.
Ooh.
And two child's toys. Like, there was a, you know, probably a 2 foot tall, soft Buzz Lightyear and some lion that was just lurking in the attic, and it kept freaking Ruth out, so we had to get rid of that. So my bin ready for collection on Wednesday, it's quite full with all the crap that's come out of the attic.
Oh, lovely. A little lion head sticking out over the top, no?
We managed to wedge that into a bin bag with the Buzz Lightyear. Oh. But it looks a lot less scary when you got it out of the attic, but while it was up there... just this big cat lounging about.
Classic.
Yeah. But other than that, not much has been going on here. I've been booking up lots of Blood Bowl tournaments over the next several weeks. So I'm off to a little casual one this weekend. And then after the visit of yourself next month, I shall have, you know, one or two every weekend for a few weeks.
Ooh.
Mm.
Getting back into it, are you?
Yeah, well, it's just so happens that lots of places decided to put up events around us, very close proximity to each other. So it was like, okay, I'll do that one, and I'll do that one, and I'll do that one. Lovely.
Nice.
But other than that, yeah, just the same old daily grind, doing the work thing, and doing the playing games and watching stuff and just generally surviving. Had a chat with Ruth this evening about joining up on a gym again, so I got to make a decision by tomorrow on what I'm going to do about that. And yeah, it's just, you know, adult stuff really.
Oh yeah, the exciting stuff.
Yes. So I'm going to move on probably 20 minutes earlier than we would normally do this, and ask Colin, in the chronological order, what have you been watching?
Was watching in the chronological order, which is not necessarily written down properly and as usual, but I was watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And so, because when our granddaughter's over, we watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and it's as irritating and annoying as it sounds. Yes. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diddly dog. That's one of the tunes.
I'm well aware of this.
All right, good, good, good. That's good. And so you're well aware that when it gets into your head, it doesn't come out very easily. So then after that, yes, on Saturday night, myself and Sandra watched Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All, which is on Disney. We watched all four episodes. So that was a marathon of such, which was quite enjoyable. I like Ed Sheeran. He's a nice, down-to-earth young man.
Local boy here.
Hmm. He's a local boy.
Yes, the Ipswich Town football kit is currently sponsored by The Sum of It All.
Nice. So, yes, he was going through Ipswich, and I said, oh, I must tell Justin. Anyway, so then I watched The Mandalorian a couple of weeks back. I watched all of the episodes of that. That was very good, enjoyable. I hope they're making a new one. I don't know.
I don't think they're making any more The Mandalorian, but Ahsoka will be out very soon.
Okay.
And then there is, I think they're going to do a movie that's based off, like, Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett and Ahsoka.
Oh, cool. And then I watched The Boys season 1.
But you weren't prepared for that.
No. Now, I tried to watch The Boys through illegal means a couple of years back. And I watched the first 5-10 minutes of that poor woman getting splattered. And I just went, oh my God, this is too gruesome for me. So then I have Amazon Prime student account for 6 months free. So I went back and I watched season one and it's very good. I'm totally digging it now. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm a student now. I can handle that gore and all that stuff. I don't know. But anyway, I watched the end of season one and I have to get back on season two now as soon as I find a spare minute.
Wait, season two and season three?
Yes. Now, previously, Ryan had watched it and said it was excellent, so he's been spurring me on to watch it ever since. So I'm totally enjoying it, and the characters are really good, annoying little shits. But it's probably something that you would expect if there were superheroes in the world. Who knows? They obviously would have big egos. Hell, there's plenty of big egos, and they're not superheroes, so yeah. Not you or me, Justin. We are so down to earth. We are hitting the ground running. So, that's basically it. I'm getting lots and lots of value out of my Disney Plus this time around than I did beforehand. And I also want to watch Air next. And that's on Amazon, I think. But, yeah, there's lots of Disney stuff out there to watch. So, there's plenty. It's definitely getting more love than Netflix at the moment.
Yeah, we're, me and Ruth haven't missed Netflix. There's a couple of things that we're waiting to like get a week's trial and then just binge the hell out of.
Yeah, I find the movies on Netflix now are very poor. I've tried to watch a couple over the last couple of months and they're just dull and boring. So, yeah, nothing great there.
Well, all the TV shows, it's becoming a meme now that Netflix... Oh, you've started enjoying the show? Yeah, we've cancelled that.
Yeah. So anyway, because Netflix has been the first one that came over here, practically, it's just... Ah, there's still good stuff on it. Schitt's Creek is a family favourite. Must have watched that about 10 times now at this stage. Anyway, so Justin, what was your last favourite ordered in the chronological order? And no, that's the wrong podcast. What have you been watching, Justin, in the chronological order?
It's the right podcast, it's the wrong week.
Of course, yes.
Well, in the chronological order, from what I have written down here, I would go with Taskmaster, the current series of season, I don't know, 11 or 12, something like
that. I just can't... I've tried to watch this, and I think it's very English.
Well, yes, it definitely is that, despite the fact they've got a Canadian on it this season.
Yeah, it's just a very English sense of humorish type of thing that, you know, it's geeky, isn't it? Is it geeky?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, right, okay.
Some of it's down to interpretation of words, but it's, they get silly challenges and some do it in a very comedic way and some go absolutely crazy.
Okay, okay. Well, anyway. I shall try and watch one again sometime soon.
Well, we're over halfway through this one, so probably by the next time we finish this, record one of these, it will have finished.
All right.
Next, after that, in the chronological order, was the film you've just mentioned. I watched Air. So I went to the cinema to see this, because it's still out in the cinema.
Yeah.
And yes, all about how Nike decided to... try and get the sponsorship deal going with Michael Jordan to create the Air Jordan line and how they were a failing company at the time and, you know, it all came down to one man, really, trying to convince them because Converse and Adidas were very heavily dominating the basketball shoe market and Nike was effectively a running shoe and that was about it. They did have some basketball stars, but didn't make that much money off it.
Yeah.
And, of course, one man was able to change the entire culture. I did enjoy it. I enjoy these kind of, like, documentary-type movies.
Yeah.
Docudramas. And,
yeah.
You know, obviously I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so, you know, when Mr. Jordan rose to fame and prominence, I remember the buzz over here about the name.
Mm.
And then prior to that, I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm.
There are some... Bearing in mind this is a 12A, there are some very gory bits of it and some quite potentially traumatic bits in it.
Mm.
Certainly not one for the younger kids who might go, oh yeah, but it's got Rocket in it and he's cute. Yeah, well, in this one you're going to see how Rocket came to be how he was.
Mm.
And
that's not cute.
It's effectively raising the lid on animal testing, effectively.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not pleasant in a bunch of places. And, you know, the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
Hmm.
So, if they make any more, it's not going to be from the James Gunn series, set of movies. And who knows who would be in it going forward.
Yeah.
But they've done the inevitable post-credits teaser of, ah, well, this person will return.
Mm.
Mm. And prior to that, a couple of weeks ago now, I watched the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Nice.
With Chris Pratt. It was all right. There was quite... No, it was much better than your Bob Hoskins movie, obviously.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be hard.
And some of the names... Some of the people in it, very good. I think Jack Black has kind of stolen the show recently, and if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably by now heard someone doing a version of his Peaches, Peaches, Peaches song, which
yep.
was played quite a bit on the YouTubes in our houses over the last couple of weeks. Yes. I don't know where they're going to go if they try and do another one. Obviously,
well, obviously they will because they set it up
for a sequel with what happens at the end, and you know it would just be presumably another. Hey, here's Bowser. He's going to try and kidnap the princess. Except in this one, he doesn't kidnap the princess. He just wants to marry her.
Yeah.
So, almost like they took Mario Odyssey and went hmm.
I thought it was enjoyable.
No, so with Guardians of the Galaxy, because I played the game not too long ago,
yeah,
which was obviously not set in the MCU, and had different characters responsible for different things, you heard a lot of talk from Rocket about like what they did to him. So it's a different place that he's had the experiments done, but he mentions Lila, and yeah, sure enough, you see Lila in this movie. So they keep a few things, and you know, Adam Warlock, you understand who he is if you've played the game. He's in it, and he's actually one of the funniest things because he's effectively a child,
and yeah.
doesn't understand a lot of things. So he's a bit dim.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's what I've been watching. So, listener comments. We have some.
We do.
We have more than some.
We have a lot.
Yes, well, we'll start off with Justin Knowles, who I didn't put his name in here, but Justin Knowles, Don Ragnar, he said, in relation to last week's question of the week, late to the party, but I wanted to chip in on the video game to movie question, or movie to video game question. Best game adaptation from a movie for me was Ghostbusters on the C64.
Hmm.
Best movie adaptation from a game is Mortal Kombat, but obviously there were a ton of badly awesome contenders. But I was surprised by the omissions from the movie to game comments. I don't expect people to remember the Blues Brothers PC game. Well, I played it on the Atari and my friend's Amiga quite a bit.
Hmm.
But no mention of Die Hard Trilogy, Terminator, or Batman. Batman Returns is good. What shocked me, even though I have no nostalgia for it, is no one said GoldenEye.
Hmm. Yeah.
That is true. Mm. I think because people are now realising that whilst it was great and influential at the time, because it was so far forward from what had come before, it's not nice to play now.
No. No, certainly not, no. Nostalgia isn't a great thing. I've played it on the Xbox and just realised how cumbersome moving, crouching, shooting, all of the basics that you've come to, you know, smoothness of locking on and all that stuff now that we have in this modern era, we didn't have back then, and it's something we just took for granted. So yes, it's not as good as it remembers. It never will be.
Ian, Bit Dead, at Bit Dead 77, says, fantastic show, gents. Listening to the last episode, I came back with, thanks for still being with us, Ian. And he says, my podcast listing is not complete without both of you. Probably means podcast listening.
Yeah. To which I replied, thanks, Ian, I'm no longer confused, which basically took back to a previous tweet he had tweeted out with our logo on somebody else's podcast. So I had to set him straight on that one.
I see. Well, I said we had a lot of comments. This question of the fortnight, I found it relevant of recent weeks, and I thought, yeah, we're going to ask this. I've already given Colm the question for 2 weeks' time as well.
Oh, he's owning this big time, yeah.
Well, I don't like it when on a Saturday one of us goes, oh, we should probably do a question. So, yes, Justin and Colm will be recording soon. Soon is now, in fact. And we would like to know, was there a film you watched when you were a child which was not age-appropriate and possibly traumatised you afterwards? Now, Colm, before we read the listener questions, listener submissions, I'm going to give you some examples from mine. I remember when I was in my teenage years, one of my friends came over and we were watching probably a 15, as we were 15, and there was lots of rude language in it. And I distinctly remember my mother coming along, turning it off and taking the video away, saying, you know, words to the effect of, language like that should not be on a 15. And my friend mocking me for several weeks afterwards. As far as things that weren't traumatised me, well, it wasn't an age-inappropriate thing. But the ending of the 80s version of Charlotte's Web, that broke me for a long time. Didn't like that. Little Justin was not a fan.
Mm.
Poor Spider.
Hmm. Well, my experience of has to be Salem's Lot.
Okay. Is this black and white movies, was it?
No. Salem's Lot, David Soul was in it. You know, David Soul out of Starsky and Hutch?
I was to say, from Starsky and Hutch.
Yes. Salem's Lot is a horror movie where he's basically a vampire. And that scared the bejesus out of me. I'd say I was about 10 when I watched that. Maybe a bit older, maybe 12. Yeah, that scared the bejesus out of me. So much so that I haven't watched it since. Maybe I should go back and watch it.
I don't think I've watched any movies which particularly had a traumatic effect, other than that Charlotte's Web. Because my parents were quite good about not letting me see the wrong sorts of films. And because between the ages of like 5 and 9, I lived in Germany, we only had one channel on TV. There was not a lot that I could watch anyway that I wasn't like with my parents. So I didn't have access to sneakily watch Predator while my parents were away or something like that. So... Mm. Yeah, I think I was protected somewhat. But let's have a look at these listener submissions, which clearly was not the case. So, Trillian, Penguin, PIHC at Bouncy Cynic says, Alien 3. I was allowed to watch it when I was about 10.
Jeez.
Newt dying had a massive psychological impact on me, given the age I was. Also, I watched my first Friday the 13th film at age 12, in a house that had previously been the scene of a murder. Yeah, that messed me up. Thanks for the therapy session.
Wow. Now, I watched Aliens 1 when I was 15, and I in a school cinema club.
Yeah.
And I was actually sweating and fainting, so much so that I had to leave. Especially the alien coming out of the stomach. I mean, when you look at it now, I mean, it's pretty basic, but at that time, no, that got me. Now, sometimes if I go into watch a horror movie or any movie with blood in it and I'm overtired, I will have sessions of sweating profusely and turning green and on the verge of fainting. Now, it happened to me a couple of times. I watched The Champ. That was a very sad film. That happened to me. And I watched Aliens. That happened to me as well. Alien 1, sorry. And then also happened to me in Red Heat. Was it Red Heat?
Red Heat with Schwarzenegger.
No, not that one. There was another Red something City. Something City. Anyway, I just remember that happened to me them on a few occasions. And yes, so being 10 and watching Aliens 3, I'm not sure I would be able to. I wouldn't have been able to hack it at 10. Definitely not. I'm like yourself, Justin. I come from I was a shielded human being. Which isn't always a good thing. So yeah, there you go. Dave at Yellowbug 1969 did far too many to mention. Saw a lot of video nasties when I was 13/14, including zombie flesh eaters, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, etc.
Lee B, pint, controller, dice, at Manic7 Muppet 8 says, remake of The Blob, 1988. Definitely way too young to watch it back then on VHS when I was about 11. Watching it as an adult recently, it's got some pretty decent practical effects. Got into horror movies properly around age 14. The Thing and The Fly traumatised me first time.
Oh yeah, The Fly, that was a good one. Now Dave, at Yellowbug 1969, The Thing was one of, which replied to Lee, The Thing was one of the very first horror movies I saw on home video. That and Dawn of the Dead, which I must have rented at least 10 times.
Lee says, think I was about 15, 16, first time I saw Dawn of the Dead. Love that movie. Was even older before I watched any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. The posters and video cassette box images in the stores alone traumatised me as a kid / early teen.
Yeah. When you look at the Elm Street now, they're not that scary at all. Trillion at Penguin in Human's Clothing at Bouncy Cynic. We had a local video shop and I hated going in there. The horror films were at the front of the shop. So I had to walk past them every time. Even the Silence of the Lambs cover freaked me out. Anything Nightmare on Elm Street and Candyman were also things to be feared.
Dave at Yellowbang 1969 says, our video shop was a dark room above a laundrette. I mean, that sounds dodgy as it is.
It does.
Going up the stairs with all the movie posters on the walls was an experience, I bet.
Paul W. At just underscore wondering underscore, I was allowed to watch all the video nasties. Snuff, Cannibal, Holocaust, SS, Experimental Camp, etc., etc., at around the age of 12, back in the 80s. None really affected me. I was perfectly fine after my release from Young Offenders Prison for murder.
I did like that.
Oh, classic.
Blue Wolf at XIX, Blue Wolf XIX says, I still remember my cousin trying to get me to watch one of the Nightmare on Elm Street films and it freaking me out. The scene of Freddy being born in a collapsing church or something, it terrified me.
Thank you for that, Justin. I skipped that one by mistake.
It's fine. I was aware.
Carlos Riviera, keyboard, cloudy, smoky nose, is it?
That's a mouse.
And at heart, rockin' guy. The Exorcist. Seeing a possessed Reagan as a child was one of the scariest things I've ever saw back then. To this day, even as an adult, that movie is still one of the few films that still creeps me out.
Oh. I can definitely understand how The Exorcist... I mean, The Exorcist affected a lot of adults, but... yeah, if you're watching that as a kid... Mike Green at The Path to Amen says, E.T. I watched that like age 5, and when he goes home at the end, absolutely ruined me. Not sure if it was age appropriate or not for a 5-year-old, but I still have PTSD from that film 30 odd years later. Faces with tears of laughter. It was probably faced with tears of trauma.
Yes. Yeah, I never got to see that in the pictures. That was one of the regrets of my life. Retro Video Game Forest, Black Flag, at Retro VG Virus. When I was 8, me and my brother snuck on my mum and dad's copy of The Exorcist. I thought he was going to say snuck into my mum and dad's room.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I did think anyway, that was how that conversation was going to go. That's not
anyway, sorry. When I was 8, me and my brother snuck in on my mum and dad's copy of The Exorcist they got when we were on halls in Tunisia. It was banned in Britain at the time, but I regretted it. I had to sleep in my bro's room for about 2 weeks. Lol. It's now my second fave film of all time. Wow. You see, there was a lot of them films that were banned over here that wouldn't necessarily come here anyway. So movies, horror movies, you know, you would have had to get dodgy copies of. For years, like, The Life of Brian was banned over here.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I seen The Life of Brian, I was probably 18 or 19. And I was banned, like, from the 70s. Like, and you'd get a dodgy copy of it. And you'd think to yourself, what was all the upheaval over? Like, you know. Anyway.
Brutal Deluxe at Brutal Deluxe 3 says, Akira, Ninja Scroll, Crying Freeman. All because people didn't understand anime back in the day. It's animated. Can't be that bad. Aliens. Because living out in the empty countryside, of course you should watch this late at night. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. See above.
Yes, the perfect movies to watch when you're in the middle of nowhere. Especially if you live beside a graveyard. Wizard Nico at Some Pony Else. Got that right. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I was maybe 8 and had a night terror earlier that year about death. Seeing that guy age to death in 20 seconds gave me horrible nightmares for a week. I was also a sensitive child. Well, so was I.
I think I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark when I was young. So I must have had my parents cover my eyes or tell me to look away, or it was a TV edited version that did not have that specific scene where the guy's face melts off. Because I think...
it was probably cut, yeah.
I think that would have ruined me. Well, certainly, like, I've watched this YouTube channel and this video, it was about, like, cut TV versions, how some of them are hilarious. And one of the best examples of, like, poorly cut and, you know, dubbed over, like... Samuel L. Jackson with I've had enough with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. And like one of them is RoboCop, because there's a bit where a guy gets, you know, like acid or some sort of toxic goop poured on him, and he's in the actual film he's all mutated and, you know, skin burning off whatever, and he's run over. but that's cut out in the TV one. And there's also a bit where there is a robber who sees RoboCop, and in the film he says "F me, F or F you, whatever." But on the TV version, it's "Why me? Why me?" It's like, clearly the guy is not saying that. It's an F. You can see it's an F. How? Why did you think "why" is? And yeah, some of them are brilliant. Let's see, Chris at Dastardly Jabby. We've got another contender with A Nightmare on Elm Street here.
Yeah.
I must have been about 9 when I saw it at my uncle's house. There was no such thing as checking things were appropriate for kids back then. Anyway, it scared me so much I didn't sleep properly for months.
Hmm. I could see A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy, would be quite scary to a 9-year-old. But it as they went on, they got more comedic in regard to, you know, terror. They weren't really horrors, they were comedy horrors. Like,
I don't know how many I've seen. I think I've seen the first 2 or 3, and I've seen Freddy versus Jason as well, which...
No, I never watched them, but I did watch the one where I think it might have been 3, where there was this special effect, 3D special effect halfway through the movie where the pizzas and maybe that was 4.
I've also seen Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare as well, where they actually have Robert Englund in the film as Robert Englund. and have, you played Freddy. But it's very weird.
Mm. Kim, beer, donut, bacon, controller, at GamerGirl27. Not traumatic, but Roadhouse. I was probably 12 or 13 at the time. One of my aunts went ballistic, ripped it out of the VCR and threw across the table. Called it filth. Rolling around with tears of joy. I, however, became a fan of Patrick Swayze that day. Rolling around with tears of joy.
Phil Olsen at PH1LTHEE says, that story explains so much. Face rolling with tears of laughter.
And I replied with, not a cool aunt, lol.
K-Palm Death at Stratham says, I think I saw every age-inappropriate movie when I was younger. I don't think it did any harm other than desensitise me. Face rolling with tears of laughter. House. Hellraiser. Freddy. Halloween. Puppet Master. Driller Killer. I Spit on Your Grave. Evil Dead. Alien, Bad Taste, Reanimator, and Child's Play. Face grimacing.
Child's Play, yeah. Mm, Chucky. Ooh. Tim Paulin, a.k.a. Captain Bacon at Tim Paulin. Hellraiser scared the crap out of me as a kid.
Complete Xbox Dave at Knackerdback says, not me personally, but the youngest watched War of the Worlds when he was 5 and was absolutely terrified when there was a thunderstorm and lightning. This was definitely down to the film. As he told his teachers at school, and we were called into one of those meetings. Embarrassing.
Was that the original one or the remake with Tom...
Cruise.
Whatever his name is. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Eldrin Johnson at Eldrin Johnson. Keke? Millis isn't age-appropriate for anybody. Truly a scary experience. Still had to see someone like Brendan Gleeson in it, though. Keke Millis, I never heard of it.
Is this a Gaelic film?
Probably. I never heard of it. Brendan Gleeson is, yeah.
Thomas at Ordinary Magoo says, watched Cronenberg's The Fly on a Sunday morning after it was recorded off ITV, and that dream sequence where your woman gives birth to a fucking larvae still haunts me.
Oh, Jesus.
Insert gif of the larvae scene as well, which accompanied this tweet.
Okay, so we got a controller.
Joystick.
Joystick. / Wouter, level 41, the real Wouter. Movies that traumatised me as a kid. American Werewolf in London. Definitely. I was about 10 and I begged my grandpa to let me see it. Regrets. Rolled around, tears of joy. Yes, that would be a, you begged your granddad to see it, so you must have had a pretty cool granddad. My granny used to switch the telly off when Dallas came on, for God's sakes. Turn that American trash off. That's what she'd say.
Oh, well, I'm getting enough bloody American trash on my TV at the moment. Ruth's daughter has an interest in certain YouTubers that we can't stand. And, like, I came down from the bedroom the other day and I was like, what's that crap doing on the TV? That annoying woman. Like, I went out. They came around while I was at the chip shop getting dinner tonight. And I walked through the door and I was like, oh, God, that woman's on the TV again. I felt like Father Jack in, you know, Father Ted. What's that gobshite doing on the TV?
Oh, yeah, gobshite, yeah, that's classic.
Indy Owly, at Indy Owly, says, I'm probably too late, and it wasn't a film, but we were allowed to watch Jonathan Creek as kids, and some of those episodes I found really scary.
Ah, Jonathan Creek is scary enough now. Some of that music and stuff. So, whew, that was good. I was thinking maybe we should go back to a weekly one now and just read out the comments 1 week and then do the podcast the next. Anyway, thank you very much to everybody. Thanks to our PR, head of PR, Root, for the joy, spreading the love. And some podcast mentions, Game Board, 60 Minutes with Here's Out and Laps Gamer Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Colin.
Yeah.
I have to prepare in a couple of weeks to come and pick you up at the airport, and I have to say an apology to you, because I thought that you were landing at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, but Ruth showed me your itinerary today, and she showed me, no, you're taking off at, like, 10 to 7, and you're landing about 7:30.
That is correct.
So that's even better. I'll probably still have to leave here at about 6 o'clock to make sure I'm there in plenty of time, because I can't have you stranded at the airport. I will never hear the end of it. So that's all good. And don't think, oh, God, he's complaining because he'll have to get up early in the morning. No, it's fine, because if I stay at Ruth's house, daughter's up an hour before then anyway. So I shall have plenty of company as I have my tea in the morning.
Yeah, I think it's 5 to 8 it's landing at.
Well,
I think it is. Thereabouts, anyway.
We'll find out at the time. But yeah. We haven't got any plans, concrete plans in the diary. I think we would just do something fun on the Friday and then, you know, go out with Ruth and her daughter for dinner in the evening, because she would feel very left out. She's already looking forward to meeting you, both Ruth and her daughter.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. Well, we'll just hang out until they come home.
Yes.
From school.
Yeah. Well, Ruth's not at school, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So, as we are on the 15th of May now, this show will come out on the 22nd. Then we've got another bank holiday here on the 29th, when I will be able to record that day with you. And
nice.
Yeah, and then, yeah, we will record for a live show for me to edit and put out after you go home. I'll have another day off anyway, because I'll have the Monday off. So, lovely. Yes, fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, 10 to 8 it comes in on Friday morning.
Well, I shall make sure I'm there nice and early anyway.
Coolio.
And, you know, I might have to take my Switch with me and sit in the car park. That's all good.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you, Colin?
You can find me on Twitter at MultiPlatman, and not really anywhere else, really, you know. That's it, in college, most days.
You can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com if you want to send us any long format messages. You can tweet at lastsaveloaded, and you can catch me on Twitter at Onya6. And occasionally on a Thursday night, you can catch us playing some games, whether they be Rock and Stone, like playing this last week.
Yeah.
Or who knows, maybe it'll be something else. And in a couple of weeks, I'm sure we will have to have a bit of a stream session when Colm's on the VR. I shall make you play What the Bat and stream that, and you'll be like, what the hell is this stupid game?
That's exactly what I will say, Justin.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I can make you play Star Wars, but that might get you a bit...
You might get
a bit motion sickness from that, because I probably will take breaks. But other than that, that is it for us this week. Shall I read out the question of the show for 2 weeks' time, or shall I just leave it for a bit?
Leave it now. Let it. Read it out there, Justin. Go on. Go for it.
Okay. So the question ahead of our next show is, what game did you play often without the slightest clue of what the point of the game was, or how to complete it? And there's a good reason why I've come up with this, because I specifically remember a game that I played on the Atari ST that I kept loading up, and I kept not having the slightest clue what to do, but the concept of I might work it out one day appealed to me, and I kept playing it, and I never understood it. And I have now found a video, a long play video on YouTube of someone playing it to completion in just over an hour, but it's all in French. so even then, I still don't have a clue what's happening.
Ah, brilliant.
brilliant. That will be revealed in about 2 weeks' time.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
And
thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you to all the listeners who took the time to write in, and thank you to all the people who may not be listeners but took the time to write it anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, and all that remains to be said is it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's me singing my Skype song there.
No shit, Sherlock. I didn't realise that, Justin. But thank you for explaining in detail everything that you mention or say or do. It's refreshing.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
I.
Collie's not a happy man today because Collie went into college and Collie didn't have anything to do. So Collie is not a happy man. Because Collie likes to go into college to have something to do. But the college lecturer was doing something else more important than trying to lecture us, obviously.
So you'd be glad to have a weekend away in a couple of weeks then?
I will. But before that, I have a christening on Saturday, and then next week after that, then I have to mind the babby for 3 days. And then I get to go away. With strict instructions of what to get into duty free.
We can.
And hope it's not confiscated on the way back.
Hopefully not. If not, you'll have to tell us and we'll ship it over.
How is things, Justin, in guacamole?
In guacamole? I'm not in guacamole. I'm a bit sore, but, you know, I'll come on to that in a minute.
A bit sore? Oh, okay, intrigued.
Yes, it's
okay.
Yesterday's activities, catching up with me.
Oh, yesterday's activities, oh, lovely. Okay, well then, you're the man with the plan, and obviously the question of the fortnight for the next God only knows how long, because Justin is a marvellous, marvellous man. I just want to ask you, are you coming up with these questions, or is it a collaboration between you?
I came up with this question. I mean, it might have been inspired by something Ruth said, but truth be told, this specific one was because we were suspicious that Ruth's daughter was going to go to a birthday party where they were going to be seeing Guardians of the Galaxy, and having seen...
That's not age appropriate.
Having seen it, I suggested straight away there's definitely some bits that are likely to scare her. And Ruth's like, yeah, I don't want to go in. And that then made me think, oh, well, there's options for a question there, isn't there? You know, what age of inappropriate stuff have you seen from your childhood? And boy, did it get some traction. So.
With the help of her PR executive, of course.
Well, Ruth said to me she was leaving tonight. She just said, well, you're not promoting your podcast very much, so I thought I'd do it for you. So, well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't even think you give it a retweet now and again. I'm the one that gives it retweets, but you don't give it a retweet. Now and again. So our head of PR is Ruth now, who's going to promote the podcast in the next foreseeable future.
Indeed. So, if you're ready, I will start the show.
I was born ready, bitch.
Oh, okay.